Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Ellen K. After Show.
It's Coast on the 3.5, the Ellen K. Morning Show. Good morning, Ellen on vacation. Sandy Steckin with me, Ryan Mano. And wow, are we thrilled. I'm especially thrilled.
Ryan has been fangirling out ever since he found out you two were coming in today.
No way.
Yes, yeah. We are with Courtney Reed and David Harris from the musical Moulin Rouge, now playing at the Pantages until September 4th. Ryan has seen it.
Yeah. I was there on opening night. I wake up thinking about it.
There you go.
Yeah. I got to come back.
Just what so you know, too, we were both fangirling about coming in and meeting you today.
Yes. Best answer ever.
So good. So, Courtney, you play Satine. Yeah. Female lead. Christian, by the way, is awesome. I'm not taking
Isn't he?
Yeah.
No, Connor Ryan. I was going to say Reed.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal.
Well, so are you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Yeah, you play the Duke. Let's talk about your character for a second, David, because you're kind of creepy. You're kind of a villain. Somehow though, charming, endearing in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to layer into him.
Yeah.
Is he conflicted? Is he a nice guy? Is he what's going on?
Like there are times I hated you, but then I loved you.
Yay.
Yeah.
Then he did it right.
Yeah. That's the goal. That's what I set out to do.
So. Is that easy for you to channel to sort of play like a smarmy kind of jerk?
It's actually my first time playing as a smarmy jerk or a villain. Everything up until now has been a romantic lead, nice guy, squeaky clean. So I've actually enjoyed digging into that and being able to do that because I've always been fascinated by serial killers and psychopaths and the mental. So I love that and looking into that. So this has been something I've been able to tap into.
Now you get to channel all that late night documentary.
Yeah, that's what I watch. So it's like, I want to do that. So now
all
I've
that true crime
created
stuff.
A whole new career option for me because I'm like, I don't want to do nice guy anymore.
You've been training without knowing it,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, it's awesome. And you probably have to love your wardrobe too because I think you have some of my favorite clothes in that whole thing.
I am so tailored. I've never been so tailored in my entire life and I want the costumes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Can you guys take something if you want it at the end?
No, but if it goes missing, you know, I don't know.
It happens. Set changes, whatnot.
You didn't hear that here.
Yeah, I didn't hear that here.
And Courtney, you play Satine. I have to tell you first though, I first became a giant fan of yours seeing Aladdin on Broadway.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No way.
Okay. Dar, how many times have I seen Aladdin?
Six or seven.
No way. Yeah.
Oh, I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah. It's so good. It's a great show. And you do such a great job in this role, too.
Thank you.
Do you guys have to, because you're both so good, so talented, so you have a great resume. Do you guys have to audition for these? Or do people come to you and go, well, we know who we want?
Oh, yeah, mine was a direct offer.
Offer only for me.
Everything. No.
No. Are you
serious?
I don't know how it works.
We're honestly honored you even thought that.
Yeah. No, it was an audition. I remember seeing the show in previews on Broadway.
Yeah.
And I watched it. I went, okay, I want to be in this show. I want to do that. And I can't do Christian because it's too high a sing. I'm like, nah, can't do that. Thanks, Aaron Tveit. And so I was like, I want to go in for the Duke. So I messaged my agents and said, look, when it's up, I want to go in. So they were like, yeah, you're on the list. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
That's awesome.
So it was an audition. It was very painless and quick. One of the quickest auditions I've ever done, which is I love.
Yeah.
Some of them are arduous and long, but.
Cool. Yours was like the closest to offer only, honestly. I auditioned for it here when I was living here in LA in 2019. And then I went in for final callbacks in New York and then the pandemic hit. And so I didn't hear anything. So here I am like during the pandemic, like, am I going to get this? Am I not going to get this?
Right.
I really want this job. And then I went back in two more times. We did chemistry reads and then final callbacks in New York. And then finally I got it. So
that's got to be so hard once you audition. It's only the very first step of a long, hurry up and wait. Even if you think you did great, you never know until it's the final thing is signed, mm-hmm. the final call is made.
Yeah, yeah, or you're on stage opening night. That's really like, yeah. like I'm in the costumes on
I guess
stage.
We're
okay,
here.
I booked it.
Yeah.
There's so many shows you've gotten and you get to it and then like, no, it folds. You're like, damn, until you're on stage doing it, you're like, now I'm doing it. Now I've got it.
And really after that, it's like, it's still kind of an audition because you have to really prove your worth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just on stage, but like off stage and whether or not you continue with the show. You know, you're constantly, you know, kind of you're being watched, but
yeah,
like in
course.
A beautiful way.
Yeah.
And like court, I knew I had the job before the pandemic all hit. So that was a saving grace kind of thing. I was like, it was kind of bittersweet actually, because it was like, oh, I had this job. I knew I had it, but now it's all been, you know, put sidelined.
Mm-hmm.
When is it going to happen again? But at the same time, it was like, well, whenever we get out of this, I think I've got a job.
Sure.
Right, yeah, right, right.
As stage actors, the pandemic probably was really rough for you guys. Yeah.
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 Awful.
Really bad.
And then they would like open Broadway and then close it again.
Right.
And, you know, like shows would come back and stop.
And not many things were auditioning because it was product that was already on that was relaunching. So
yes.
if you didn't have a job, there was no auditions really happening anyway, and because no one knew what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was, I don't want to repeat those couple of years.
No. But so there's and the reason I even tee that up or bring that up is because like on opening night when I was there, you guys got a standing ovation early, like within the first, I think, 40 minutes of the show, right? And I'm thinking, holy crap, like I've seen a lot of shows and I don't know that I've ever seen one that early in the show and just at a random moment,
you know?
And so you got in that moment, are you guys feeling like just so alive?
Yes. It's such a dream to be able to do a show that people love and that it's like really legitimately so good.
It's
you know
so
what I
good.
Mean?
Yeah.
Because as actors, you're like, well, I'm going to take this job whether the show is good or not.
Yeah.
But this show is actually phenomenal. So we're so lucky to be in a show where like people come and they don't have to like after the show go, hey, you were up there. You know, they're like, this is phenomenal. This is the best show I've ever seen. You know, so we're lucky.
Yeah. I say this a number of times. Like we walk out the front, I walk past the theater at the beginning of work day and you know the audience is coming in, they're collecting their tickets at box office and you know it's quite subdued.
Sure.
And then 3 hours later when you walk past and everyone's coming out later, like the
energy
the energy and just the change in the audience from what before they went into now they're coming out.
Yeah.
To know that you've been a part of that and everyone that's backstage with us and on stage and the crew and everyone, we've helped create that massive 2,700 people or whatever come out very different to when they went in. It's a great thing.
How does it work for you guys though? Because even though you know what you're doing, the show's the show, does the audience ever affect you? Do you ever have a crowd that's a little more subdued and maybe it would draw from your energy?
Oh, yeah. Massively.
The audience is another character in the show.
Mm.
And that's the beauty of live theater. For me, that's what I love about it. It's the immediacy of knowing exactly at in the moment, pardon me, what the audience is feeling and whether they're with you, against you, what they're reacting like. And every audience is different. It's a different character every show. So that's the thrill of live theater for me.
Yeah. And in some ways you have to really know your audience. Hmm. Like there was one time when I was in Aladdin and it was a full almost full like Japanese audience. They had all like bought out like a bunch of tickets to see the show. And we're like, do they hate the show? Like, do they hate it? Because they were so in their culture, it's respectful to be silent,
right? Yeah.
But then they were up on their feet at the end, and so we're like, oh, okay, you got to know your audience. You know,
right.
The matinees sometimes they feel a little more hesitant. They're not really drinking, so
right.
You know, you just have to not take things personally all the time when they're not responding to everything.
Yeah,
and then as we go around, oh, pardon me. As we go around with this tour, every city we go to is a different culture. And so they're reacting differently as a whole in that season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to witness that.
Do you deal with a lot of people that you meet just out in public that say they're not musical people? Like, I'm not into theater. I'm not into musicals. Like, have you ever swayed them or they come to a show? They're like, oh, I didn't realize I love this.
Yeah, absolutely. Happens all the time.
All the time.
And people who have never seen a show before and they're like, oh, this is my first show. And I was like, well, this is a show to see for your first album.
I was just going
to
say it. If someone's listening right now and they're like, yeah, I'm not really a theater person, go see Moulin Rouge at the Pantages.
It'll make you a theater person.
It is. Right. It will
Ryan, I would have never guessed that you're a theater guy.
Oh my God.
Never in a million years. I don't know why. Maybe because you're so like sporty and stuff. Maybe
yeah,
I'm
but
typecasting.
I like
I don't know.
Good musical, Sandy.
I know.
Can.
Yay!
There you go.
Oh, we got a Ziedler in our hands.
There you go.
Harold's great in that. He's so good in that role.
So good.
Would you describe this show, Courtney, as sexy? And I'm going to ask you why. Or I'll tell you why. I played the trailer for Sandy because she hasn't seen it. And she's like, I think she was feeling some kind of way just after watching the trailer.
Yeah,
she
I had to take a little, yeah. I had to fan myself off.
Yeah. It's sexy,
so
right?
So sexy. It's so sexy. And I think when you come in, you're like, wow, this is, I mean, it's immediately, there's a pre-show.
Yes.
And everyone's sort of walking around in this like, really just sort of sexy vibe.
Seductive.
But you don't expect that really throughout all of that. You that's your first impression. You don't expect that you're going to cry, you're going to laugh, you're going to feel emotions, you're going to really relate to the story. There's just, you feel all of these emotions throughout the show, but really it is sexy.
I mean, it's set in the Moulin Rouge.
Right. Can't not be.
Yeah.
Have either of you been to the actual Moulin Rouge?
I have, but not inside. Have you?
No, I haven't.
I've been outside too. I'd love to know what it's like inside.
Me too.
We need to go. It's a tax deduction.
Let's go.
It's a write-off.
No, it is. It is. It's character study.
And can you guys talk about the music too? Because it's just so brilliant. I left there thinking someone actually thought these arrangements up. You know?
I know.
Justin Levine.
Justin Levine. What a genius. It's not a jukebox musical, but like really every single time one of the new sort of tunes that's so wildly popular comes up and is sort of fit like a beautiful puzzle piece throughout the show. We always get like a little laughter of like, oh, okay, we know this song.
Yes.
We know this
song.
And it's just hit after hit. What is the, how many songs?
72, I think. All up.
72. Right.
But it almost doesn't feel like 72 because it moves so quickly.
Well, there's sometimes it's only one line of a song that's recognizable and it moves on to another one. I remember
Shut Up and Dance right into Raise Your Glass. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just like, how did someone think of that?
I know.
It's too good.
It's genius. Yeah,
it really is.
Do you just leave feeling like high, like a life high every night, or does it vary?
Well, it varies because because we've been doing it now for how long? Five, six months? So it varies based on like how individually you are that day. But like I think almost every show I have a little bit of a reminder, like Elephant Love Medley when I'm singing crazy classics that I never thought that I'd be able to sing on a touring stage or in a Broadway show or a Broadway touring show. It's just a constant reminder, like, dang, this is so cool. Yes. I'm so lucky. Wow.
Also, leave it at the end of the show, there's a big kind of encore mega mix type of thing. So it's, you know, although it's somewhat of a, without giving spoilers away, sad ending. you get lifted up and you know, everyone's having a good old blast on stage at the end of the show. So that kind of lifts everybody.
Do you find, even though you know the roles you're going to play, you know Moulin Rouge, you know how it's set, do you learn something about yourself every time you step into a new role, or is it a new challenge?
Yeah.
I mean, like we were touching back on playing the villain, it's like, tapping into different elements of your personality or what you want to portray, or going complete contrast to what you are naturally as a person and going playing opposite that. There's been many new discoveries for me personally on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, same for me. I mean, it's like, I think a lot of people in my career know me as Princess Jasmine. And so this is really such a departure from that character. And she's a true sort of leading lady. And,
yes.
And you get to sort of dive in as an actress. It's a dream role because you get to dive into a lot of the drama and there's a lot of comedy and there's farce and there's all of these things that you get to sort of, I get to like pull out of my wheelhouse. And so it's a new discovery. And yeah, you find out things about yourself, and it's such a gift. It's so cool.
Let's talk about after the show. So, you know, Sandy asked if you guys are feeling high after the show. Do you guys go out like as a cast and have drinks every night? Do you just go back and go to bed?
Oh, every night we're raging. Every night.
I'm sure you're not, right?
No, not at all. Not me. I'm a nana. I'm one of the oldies in the car, so I'm a nana and go home.
Nana.
Yeah.
You
Nana. Wait. I go home, I eat, maybe go through
what's
a drive.
What does the wind down look like for you guys at post show?
I'll definitely need to eat.
Yeah.
And then a lot of chocolate watching Netflix.
Okay. PJs, chocolate.
Why
snacking.
Is that hilarious to me? This hot ass Duke gets off stage. He's then watching murder mysteries on Netflix.
That's
eating
it.
Chocolate.
Okay, I can do some more role searching and watching psychopaths on TV.
Right.
So funny. Right. What about you, Court? What do you do?
Honestly, same.
Yeah.
Same. I think for the most part, most of our cast is like pretty like responsible. And sure. We've got a lot of like Broadway vets. And so people are like, well, I got to do it tomorrow. So I got to save the gift.
Yeah. Right.
But you know, every Sunday night, there's usually something that happens with the cast.
Which is the beginning of our weekend, obviously. Yeah.
And so we kind of like let loose a little bit on Sundays.
That's
but
good.
You know, not everyone.
Maybe stay up till midnight.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but you know,
maybe go
like
to a diner.
You use your voice for work, and it's that, and it's a tiny little muscle that when you don't have it to full capacity, you really notice it in a show like this. So it's sometimes like, I don't really want to go out and use, you know, socially and use the voice because I need to kind of back it up tomorrow and the next day and the next day and five shows over the weekend. So you kind of just monitor that as you go along and you have fun when you know you can and then go home and watch documentaries.
It's very much like this because we wake up so early. Our show starts at 5. We're up at 3:30-ish.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right? So even coming to see you guys during a school night, that's a tough one, but you just make... you know, concessions. And there are
and then the older
where...
you get, you have to remind yourself, okay, I can do this. You take a deep breath. You're like, it might be a 10 p.m. night. We can do
get
this.
Come on. Wow.
But I'm down for like a 4:30, 5 o'clock dinner. Anyway. That's my jam.
Oh, totally,
you know?
Totally.
That's kind of when we're having dinner too. Well, I am. 4:30, 5 o'clock, ready to go, then do a show. Yeah. And then back up a second dinner
right.
afterwards.
That's cute. Right.
What do you guys like to, I know Courtney said you lived in L.A. in 2019, but what are some must-dos for you guys when you're here?
I'm enjoying the weather, to be honest. We've had like 6 months worth of winter, it feels like. Mm-hmm. And I'm such a summer boy. So I'm enjoying going for a swim, going to the beach.
Yeah, good for you.
For me, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the hiking. It's the Malibu, Santa Monica, Venice. It's all of the outdoor sort of like natural stuff, nature that I think when people think of L.A., they're like, L.A., it's a big city, but they're not thinking about all of the outdoor activities that you can be doing. Mm. So I'm doing all of the outdoor stuff. Yeah, it's great.
It grounds you. It's so healthy.
It is. It's so good.
Walking barefoot in the sand, nothing better than that.
I know, it's true.
Nothing better.
Do you know there's a thing called earthing? Do you guys know what earthing
is?
Yes. What?
Yeah, where people like just go in the forest and take off their shoes and put their feet on the ground to become one with nature. It sounds
a little
crazy.
It's very rare that you do that as an adult. You know, kids do it all the time. Yeah. They're always playing barefoot. I mean, we kind of forget to do that.
Yeah, but I suppose, I guess, and I'm not a subscriber to this, but they say it like... reconnect.
I do it every time I'm in Sedona.
Sandy D.
I do. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Earthing? It's called earthing.
Earthing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. I just called it walking. It's walking. Walking barefoot. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a new term for it now.
Right. Okay. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize. We had an update.
You guys, this has been a really big treat having you in here. David
thank
Harris.
You for having
see
us.
Him as the Duke. Courtney Reed, she's Satine. By the way, Chicago girl here. Chicago boy right here.
What?
Yes,
go Cubs.
Go Cubs. Oh, my God. Uh-oh. I love you even more.
He already had a little crush.
Yeah.
Just went next level. You're legally married now.
See,
look out, Duke. I'm coming for you, man. Playing at the Hollywood
Pantages. Try it.
No, I can't. Yeah. Playing at the Hollywood Pantages Theater now through September 4th. And also, there's a $30 digital lottery. You can enter BroadwayandHollywood.com. Get your tickets there.
It's also playing at Segerstrom Center in Costa Mesa November.
November 9th through the 27th. Please go see the show and then go see it again. Can't wait. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.